Jason Goodman said something to Jared that shocked him at the end of the year 2025, and then said something else that shocked him to begin the year 2026.
I don't know why it feels shocking.
I don't either.
When I tell you, you'll see why.
Okay.
So I DJ'd at Game On, which Jason's a part of.
Yeah, yeah.
Barcade. And for New Year's Eve.
DJ Pike on the mic.
DJ Jared.
Do you use that, Pike on the mic?
No, I don't have a DJ name. It's stupid.
Well, what, Pike on the mic?
Because people are like, oh, but people don't know your last name.
But they could if you start branding it.
Yeah, I could. And Pike on the mic. I like that.
Yeah.
To be clear, I'm the one that didn't schedule Jared. Somebody else, a partner did. So I was like, huh.
Yeah, Jason would never hire me.
I was like,
ever. He's like, you hired him?
Yeah. Why the hell is Jared DJ?
Yeah.
I will say, too, Jason has made it very clear over the last couple of days that you've been out that he did not hire you for that gig.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, Jason.
Not me.
I didn't book him.
Yeah, he's friends with our other partner, Joe. And I almost went to Joe and be like, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah.
Joe, I've been talking to the other guys. You're out.
Yeah, who needs enemies?
I wanted to have a good time on New Year's Eve.
Okay,
and you scheduled Jared?
Oh. This in and of itself is shocking.
Well, and the way, yeah.
So is that what he
that's
said
not,
to you?
That's not
I didn't
it.
Hire you?
That's not it. Oh. I will get to it. I promise you. I do want to say this, though. I set up 5 hours early.
Oh, good.
Because it's not my equipment.
Yes.
And so I went 5 hours early, tested everything over and over. Mic test, song test. What if it's louder in here? Can you hear it in the back? Testing everything, making sure all the songs work. I mean, way more prep than I should have done.
I don't blame you, though.
It's not my stuff. It's my stuff. I'm not used to it. And so I was like, and it was nice of my friend Jordan to let me borrow stuff.
Did
anyway.
You know I was coming in that night?
Yeah, you said you were coming. I mean, you put it on. No, you didn't tell me specifically, but okay. I saw it on the, it said you were interested. Oh. On Facebook. So that could mean no.
Might attend.
I thought maybe. I would think you'd stop in for a bit. And so everything's fine. So I left. I didn't stay there for the next 5 hours. I had stuff to do. I came back. And at the appointed time, I'm like, ready to go.
Woo!
Hit play. Nothing's playing.
Oh,
and they turned down the music.
They had music that plays over the, just their speakers that are in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Joe, it's showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the first song, and it was a Chapel Roan song just to kick things off.
Pink Pony Club?
I think that one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Pink Pony Club or Hot to Go. And boom, nothing. And all of a sudden, I'm like, It's not working.
Hello.
I was so, and then Jason's like, I'll chat GPT it.
But I'm like in my mind going, yep, what did I tell you?
Yeah, this idiot. And I'm like, seriously, I'm so pissed. Like, this is the first time I prepped big time for anything, and it's not working. And then I'm calling my friends, he's on a date on New Year's Eve with his wife. He has four kids. He's probably like, dude, seriously.
It's like, why are you calling me?
I'm like, I know, I don't want to. I already tested everything well in advance. And I was just playing out the wrong channel. Anyway, so
yeah, but
that
Jared,
thing.
I was like, Joe, turn the music back on. So he turns the music back on for the Game On speakers that are already in there, overhead speakers. And then 5 minutes later, which probably felt like 2 hours, it started working. I don't know.
It's my
DJ equipment.
I immediately went to Joe. I'm like, see?
Yep.
You're making my point here. He can't even get the music on.
I know.
But he was there and he tested it.
I know.
And it was working.
I was mad at myself because I was like, I didn't get it. It's the DJ software. If you start it on this one thing, anyways, it's boring. And I had it on the.
We just know it didn't work.
I was supposed to start on the left, and it was on the right. So something was playing on the right, but it just wouldn't go through the speakers because of the DJ software. Whatever. And so I started playing, and then after about 2 hours, well, towards midnight, Jason comes over to me. He goes, "This is the thing that shocked me. You are the best DJ I've ever heard."
What?
In my life.
That goes against everything you just
and I was
said.
Like, I was like, took my headphones off. I'm like,
what?
Can you say that again? He goes, seriously, you're the best DJ I've ever heard. I've been in clubs my whole life, by far the best DJ. And I said, I know it's New Year's, you've been drinking some. Are you going to remember saying this? I know what I'm saying. You are the best DJ. And he gave me all the reasons why.
Let me be clear, Jared.
Don't try to lie now.
If you did it, you did it.
Hold on. This is important.
Okay.
Very important. First of all.
You were on drugs.
Close to it. I was 8 deep on drinks.
All right.
And
all right.
When I did come up to Jared, in my mind, I was thinking, best DJ I've ever heard for a place like this. Because, you know, sometimes when DJs are mixing so hard, it's almost like they ruin the integrity of the song.
Yeah.
It's like, he just played the hits, and that's what people like.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was the best DJ I didn't mean to say in my life, but I think for that place I've
ever
heard.
I've been at Virginia Beach. I used to own clubs. This is by far the best because he says DJs try to get cute with
stuff.
I'm going to play this deep cut of something that no one knows.
And they say it was Pink Pony Club, which he started out with. it'd be like the Pink Pony Club, and it's not. It's like nobody knows.
And people don't know how to dance to that, or like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
yeah.
So he was playing back-to-back songs that I noticed people were into.
That's a good
thing.
And
they were, I could see them mouthing it, and they were dancing.
In a good mix, like 80s, current, rap, country, you know.
Like all the things.
Only hits.
Yeah.
You know, only hits. All right. And so, but I was like, really?
So you're like riding high.
I'm like, dang.
Wow.
And then at midnight, I was like, so I'm just making sure because I've never, New Year's Eve is, for Mormons, is like just another day.
It's a foreign thing.
Yeah. It's like we might stay up and, you know, you drink a soda and then you pop some like terrible, you know,
like Martinelli's apple, sparkling
apple.
That's
a big deal.
That we give to the children.
And you have and then you have like the poppers. Yeah. You go out in your driveway, you do like a fountain firework thing that's crappy, or like a snake thing. And then if you even stay up to midnight.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, so like at midnight, I do a countdown, like watch TV and do the countdown. Mm-hmm. And then I hit the, you know, whatever, all whatever the stupid thing you play.
This auto sang song, whatever.
Yes. All Lang Syne.
He's like, yes.
What is it called?
All Lang Syne.
Yes.
All Lang Syne, yeah.
I knew it from Sex in the City.
But it's with an S, though, so sign. I don't know. All Lang Syne. And so then we're counting it down, and I hit it, and he goes, that was perfect. I'm like, this is awesome. Jason's never been my hype man, ever.
He's never given a compliment.
And then,
I mean, really?
And then later, like 15 minutes later, he goes, telling you, you're the best DJ. And he went through all the reasons why. I'm like, you promise you will remember. He's like, don't keep saying it, though. It's going to ruin my reputation. I'm giving you all these compliments. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It shocked me. It was a great way to end the year and a great way to start the year.
Yeah. I didn't mean to give you such a compliment. But I it was like right after that New Year's song, it was like, bam, another hit. And then people were all into it again.
Uh-huh.
So I believe that so many people think mixing is those are the best DJs. And then they dropped in their own thing and things like that. It's really not.
No,
it's a
hits.
Party. So if you're at a party, you want to just hear the hits. And he was playing the hits. And I thought, this is perfect because he was playing the hits and people were into it.
Now, one mistake I made besides the beginning, when the music didn't work.
When it didn't play.
This is the big mistake. And I shouldn't even bring it up.
Then
after
I already
all the
said, he's horrible.
This was after he gave me the compliment. Yeah, what song was it?
It was Living on a Prayer.
Okay.
Of course, you're just pandering to
but
him.
But even the young people were into it, too.
Because I was doing my microphone and I was
for some reason, that song... He's like, he's like, give me the mic. And I was like, and he goes over and he's like going up to people during the chorus and stuff.
Yeah. And we're all singing into it.
And it's the last, refrain, the last chorus of that. Well, how's it go? Halfway.
Yeah.
And so he goes to these, it's like a group of people. They're in their 20s to, you know, one by one with the microphone. And I forgot at that point I had it on auto mix. So it automatically switches to the next song.
Oh.
And it did it with like, right during the course, he's like, oh, and he points the mic and it goes into like some other like country song. Mm. He's like, damn it, you ruined my night. I'm like, no, I mean, I can't reverse
it. And you also can't win it all.
It was like, whatever.